Welcome to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Season 3.
Today's episode is the final installment in our Women's History Month Rewind. In addition to the 3 episodes that made it to number 1, 14 other episodes also made it to the Apple Podcast nonprofit episode charts in various countries. Today, we'll listen to some of those episodes. On October 2nd, 2020, Girl Truth was the number 2 Apple nonprofit podcast in Albania. The episode, Black Girl Pain, featuring Caitlin and Layla, simultaneously held the number 2 spot on that country's nonprofit episode chart. Take a listen.
I'm sure you heard of Beyonce's song, Brown Skin Girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Just, that's my song.
Yes. Just that song alone. Like, I don't know. I was just watching her movie, like, Black is King, mm-hmm. the other day.
Beautiful, beautiful yes. project.
And watching the video for Brown Skin Girl, like, that kind of made me cry because, like, it's just so relatable about, like, how Beyonce used her platform, like, and she does it constantly to lift up Black girls and things like
yeah.
that. So that with that song, it was just so heartwarming and helpful, because knowing that when you're, like, for me, I know when I was younger, I didn't like my skin, but being now, I'm so proud to be a brown skin girl and to sing that song. And
yes,
yes. Like, that's like, that is really, it encourages me, and I feel like that's how things should really be about how influencers should be.
Beyonce has so much influence.
Yes.
At some point, she realized her influence, and that project she did was beautiful, and whoever was a part of that project.
Yeah.
Everybody just did such an amazing job uplifting Black people as royalty. And
right.
When I watched that project, I felt very much like a queen,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was so nice, and definitely made me a little tear up a little bit, like,
yeah.
when celebrities kind of have influence and that power over us, and they just do something positive with it,
yeah.
It definitely makes me emotional, and it makes me feel like we're having progress,
yeah.
especially seeing a Black woman be the face of that. I mean, I know that a lot of people and a lot of different hands were kind of in that project, but a Black woman was the face of that amazing project.
Yes, we really are amazing, but for so many years, we've been torn down, and they've really brainwashed us into believing that we weren't.
Yeah.
So watching that project and seeing that, like, it really makes you feel like royalty, like, oh my gosh, like, we really are amazing, and I can't believe that I ever thought that we weren't.
Later the same month, in a different country, October 24th, 2020, Girl Truth sat at the number 1 spot on Apple Podcast nonprofit chart in Indonesia, and simultaneously held the number 1 and number 2 spots on their nonprofit episode chart. Let's listen to Andrea, Asia, and Taylor in the number 2 ranked episode, Blacks Against the Black Lives Matter Movement.
Is it Terry Crews?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember it. He was like, the gist of his tweet was like, we can't fight white supremacy with Black supremacy. We have to fight for the equality of all. But I feel like with people like that, they're just simple-minded and just small-minded, because if you really took a step back to realize the work people involved in the Black Lives Matter movement and just like the movement in general are trying to do, you'd realize it's really just trying to let people know that, like, as Black people, we deserve to be treated as human, but right now we're not. So we're going to promote Black people, because clearly people aren't doing that. Like, mm-hmm. I can't say all lives matter when they don't. Like, I'd just be a hypocrite and just, like, kind of, you know, contradicting myself, because clearly if you look on mm-hmm. social media, if you look at the news, all lives aren't mattering right now. So you can't fully say all lives mm-hmm. matter when they're clearly not. Black lives don't matter. Trans lives don't matter. Women's lives don't matter. So it's just like, whose lives, when you say all lives matter, whose lives are you really considering? Because it's not the people we're seeing being shot and murdered. So it's just like, it's just, for me, if I were to say all lives matter, I feel like I'd just be a hypocrite and just kind of contradicting myself. And it's just like, when you talk about the feminist movement, like, when people say they're feminist, they're not saying they hate men. They're just saying mm-hmm. they want to promote, you know, equality regardless of sex. It's just trying to promote equal opportunity and stuff like that. So I feel like people just are trying, people are being ignorant. And it's just like when things are trying to promote the prosperity of Black people, there's always an issue.
A lot of people, like the All Lives Matter people, mm-hmm. I think they, I'm not going to speak for them, but I think they probably think Black Lives Matter is like a Black supremacy type of thing, mm-hmm. when it's really not. So it's just like, it just doesn't make sense how you can even go against saying Black Lives Matter. Like, mm-hmm. what is there? Why is that like a problem to say Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. and try to fight that? Like at different protests, like coming in with an All Lives Matter sign and then like a Trump sign. Like, what is that? Like, I don't get it. Like, what is, why are you fighting against a Black, like saying Black Lives Matter? Like, why, what is that a fight against? I don't understand that.
And a lot of people in this movement, they're very loving people, you know, they care about these people that have been killed, mm-hmm. and that need their voices to be heard. So, you know, if we didn't care, this wouldn't be a thing, you know, mm-hmm. like a lot of people in the community, you know, they show their love and care for these people. That's why they're fighting for them. So it's just, that really doesn't make sense, you know, making the narrative that we're hateful. Right. So that's why we're doing this. You know, the KKK is hateful, but I'm not going to talk about that.
On November 15th, 2020, in the country of Spain, we held the number 8 position on the Apple Podcast nonprofit chart. We also held the number 3 and number 4 spots on the nonprofit episode chart. Once again, here are Caitlin and Layla in the number 4 ranked episode, Navigating a New Norm.
Like, for me, I know I'm a hands-on learner and I have to be there to like really understand things. So having to do things online is very difficult to understand and like have that type of connection with your teachers. I feel like you're already like confused and scared about like being in high school, like you don't know what to expect, and then you have to be online. If it's your senior year, you can't imagine not being able to graduate in person. I know it's like my junior year now, and I would be devastated if I got to senior year and we still were in the pandemic.
I can't imagine that because it already happened to me. I just graduated. I didn't have my prom, or I didn't have a lot of things that I was supposed to have, like my senior trip or graduation, which are things I've been looking forward to almost my whole high school life. My whole high school experiences have been like building up to this moment that never happened. It's very heartbreaking because we work so hard to build up to this milestone, then this whole pandemic happens. And yeah. I definitely think anybody's feelings being upset, even if it's out of our control and it is for the right reasons why we're not being able to be in contact with one another, I think mm-hmm. it's still valid if we still feel sad, or if we still feel kind of anxious about all of this and not still be able to have a high school experience. It's extremely new and it's a new norm, but it's okay that we're not used to it or things that we're not comfortable with.
Yeah. Being able to be celebrated for all the hard work that you've been doing for all these years, and then you're going to be walking into something completely new, basically starting all over again, and you never got to the chance to be like truly celebrated. So I understand that.
Yeah, it was definitely hard for me, and been waiting her whole life just to graduate, just mm-hmm. to not have the full experience of that. And I can't imagine how it's going to be like for people next year, because right now we don't really know what's going to happen. It's kind of up in the air. I mean, some schools are coming back, but we really have seen schools kind of shift to this virtual education, completely remote learning. And it's just crazy to see how much things are changing right now. And so much to be thrown at, especially for like a young age that we are. It's extremely hard to navigate through this new world that we're living in.
On January 21st, 2022, Caitlin and Marmia soared to the 20th position on the Apple Podcast nonprofit episode charts in the country of Poland. Here is an excerpt from the episode, This Feels Like a Setup.
in any situation, unless it's like, I don't know, baby Hitler or something, an adult is always responsible for what goes down in a situation. As adults, it's our responsibility to be that shield, to make sure that our adult problems of a pandemic or whatever don't negatively harm or affect the next generation. And that's like, even across the board, that is what I saw at, like, let's see, my cousins go to like maybe 3 or 4 different schools, and each school had a lot of the same issues, and it was heartbreaking to watch, because it's like, I was watching, I was like looking from the outside in and thinking, this is how kids give up on school.
Exactly. So I think there should be like a conversation held between all three so we can figure out, because I mean, it's true, like, we've never gone through this, had to do this type of thing before. It's new for everybody. But I think that's one of the major issues, is not everybody understands each side of the story, and how we can, like, best, like, the best way to continue to give us the education in an efficient way, but, like, also, like, in a, like, a good way of all of us understanding, and to keep, like, life going on, so it wouldn't just stop everything.
Well, yeah, like, I definitely, I feel like everybody has their own perspective on a situation.
Yeah.
I find it easy to put myself in, like, the teacher's shoes and the parent's shoes, but as a cyber school student, what I find extremely hard is to find any sort of, like, middle ground with the administrative response. Cause I'm not down City Hall. I'm not at the school district or anything like that. But you, like, maybe there's a miraculous 100% great excuse, but why did nobody contact the cyber schools as soon as they knew that kids were being going to have to be pulled out of school? These schools have been doing this for decades.
Yeah.
Connections Academy, that's my cyber school. I think they rebranded, so now they're a charter cyber school, whatever. But when I went there, they had already been out for over a decade, and they're a, what is it, K-12 school. So obviously people have found ways to provide remote education to students without having to physically, I'm not saying it's going to be as good as in person, to each their own, but I cannot, I find it very, very hard to find forgiveness in myself for that step not being taken. And for, like, a lot of the things I'm hearing about, like, you have to give them, you know, leeway. It was trying circumstances, this, that, and the third. I am a private citizen. I should not have known that those kids were going to be out of school for months before it was, like, weeks and weeks and weeks and extension after extension before it was announced. As a private citizen, I shouldn't know that the online course software, the course management software that the city decided to use was laughably inadequate, and that there were better alternatives out there.
We'd like to thank you for sharing this Women's History Month with us and celebrating some of this podcast's historic moments. Our success is all because of you. Thank you for looking through our lens.
Thank you for listening to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Produced by yours truly, Adina Hill. Our podcast is sponsored by the Evalor House, the award-winning nonprofit organization led by our executive director, Cheryl Ann Wadlington. To learn more about the Evalor House, visit us on the web at evalorhouse.org.